advocates for the childcare industry say it is essential for a strong economy. It lets parents work while knowing their children are in safe hands. But now parents face the challenge of unexpectedly needing childcare as many kids return to school with hybrid or remote learning awaiting them. And the centers, in a continuing pandemic, have additional needs, as Imagination Station owner Kelly Kronbeck explains.
We need to make modifications for spacing, for social distancing, and for all the regulations that have changed and have been imposed on us. So as child care providers, we need to then make those accommodations within our buildings, or we're not operable.
Assembly members Karen McMahon and Monica Wallace were among lawmakers calling on the Cuomo administration Thursday to free up the remaining child care center dollars provided to New York through the Federal CARES Act, about $80 million. Wallace admits, however, that funding is just a Band-Aid on a bigger problem exposed by the pandemic.
It has ripped the Band-Aid off so many problems. The nursing home industry and the lack of adequate staffing, the fact that communities of color are disproportionately essential workers who have been really struggling to do their jobs, and also this industry, which is has been struggling for decades, operating at very thin margins, and now is really potentially going to collapse.
Balancing work and childcare is especially challenging to single mothers. According to the Western New York Women's Foundation, 41% of women are the primary breadwinner and caretaker. Many livelihoods, the foundation warns, are jeopardized when the working woman has to choose between going to work and caring for the kids. And that, in turn, jeopardizes the economy. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.